Monday morning and I'm thinking about print style sheets, as you do. Well, I can't say I really woke up first thing this morning going, I want to sort out print style sheets today, but it's been in the front of my mind for one reason or another, and I wanted to share with you a couple of thoughts about them. First of all, I think it's worth saying that I've talked about the benefits of having a good print style sheet before on these tips, so I'm not going to repeat myself now, but what I did want to say is, well, what constitutes a good print style sheet? What should you be doing? So that's my challenge for you this week, is to really look at your print style sheet and how it can be improved, how it can be made better. Some of the things that I've seen done that have really impressed me about print style sheets and stuff that I've taken to copying and doing myself are things like adjusting the typography. It's easy to just hit that print button and go with the default typography that you have on screen, but actually that's not always the most readable when it comes to printing out. You want to make sure there's a larger print size normally than you have on screen. On screen we tend to set our point our type size as pixels, while probably with print we need to be moving to points and bumping it up a little bit to make it more readable. The other thing you can do to make it more readable is have the content expanding the entire width of the page rather than just part of the width because you've got a left-hand column or whatever else. If you need to keep the content in that left-hand column, move it down underneath the main column to give the main content more space to breathe. Other things you can do with the typography is maybe consider a different typeface. If you're using a serif, sans serif font on your website, you might find that a serif font is somewhat easier to read when you print out the document. Making sure that the colour of the text is easily readable. I prefer with my print style sheets just to go with black and white most of the time. I don't think it's necessary to add lots of different colours into your print style sheet. It just tends to make things a bit harder to read and uses up people's ink. Talking about colours, make sure you reset the background colour of the website so you're not printing any strange background colours or anything like that. When it comes to links, I've seen some really interesting things done here. One is that with CSS, you can very easily just insert after a link the URL. Now that means that somebody reading a printout can actually see what the URL is for any particular link, rather than it just being a blue underlined link, which isn't a lot of use to them. The downside of this approach is that it does take up a lot of space within the copy to display those links, and it can make the copy quite hard to read. So with a little bit of JavaScript, it's actually possible to collect all those links together as footnotes, just like you would have in a printed document, with the associated numbers with each one. And that seems to work quite well. Smashing Magazine have introduced that on their new website, and it looks great and works really well in my opinion. Talking of links, you've got to remember that ultimately a print style sheet is printing out something, and you can't use links on a printed out version. So that means you can remove things like navigation. What's the point of printing out your site's navigation when nobody can use it anyway? Same is true with search box. Nobody can use the search box, so it shouldn't be displayed. In fact, you'll find that there is a lot of information on your website that really there is very little point of printing out. You might want to make decisions about each element on a per case basis. So for example, it may or may not be worth printing out comments on your site, depending on the type of comments you have. It may be appropriate to keep those in the printed version because they're the real value of an article. In other situations, they might really not add a huge amount and it's not worth having them. So there are all kinds of decisions to make about your print style sheet that I'd really encourage you to start considering, start taking in, and make some changes to your print style sheet this week and see if it can't be improved.